Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, rolling into hour number two. The bowl season begins in earnest this weekend. Shane claims that he's got reasons to watch, all part of what's on tap here in hour number two, courtesy of Side Pockets at Kellogg and Tyler, home of the Friday lunch special.
That's right, on all accounts. The Friday lunch special is your choice of a quarter-pound hamburger or cheeseburger with fries for $5.95 or a specialty burger with fries for only $6.50 today at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. We will, after I'm done breaking down all these vital bowls to watch, including but not limited to the Auto Nation Cure Bowl, we'll have a little bit of a preview of Southern Miss and Wichita State. That's coming up at Intrust Bank Arena tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, a game that can be heard on our sister station, Classic Hits 103.7 KEYN. Halftime of that piece, Gene Stephenson, of course, will go into the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame. I'm not exactly sure on the tickets remaining for that, but normally the Intrust game is by this time, 24 hours or so away. A tough ticket to get, but
It is.
Call the ticket office if you want some more information there. And then, of course, State Farm picks will come up about 20 minutes from now. We've all got some work to do. We are all limping to the finish line. Nobody was over 500 in each of the last two weeks. And Kevin Shields will try his hand for State Farm Insurance to try to right the ship a little bit. We're all vastly under
floundering
and floundering around. Yes.
Yeah, it's bad.
No doubt. And from now until the end of the show, we got, well, State Farm picks we don't, but this segment we got time for your calls too at 869-1240 if you want to talk about or react to anything that you heard. All right, here's the reasons why you need to watch the bowl games coming up tomorrow. And there's a bunch of them. It's pretty much wire to wire tomorrow, the first day of the bowl.
You got to sell me on this. Let's go.
Okay. The Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl is at 11 Central Time, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It features the Alcorn State Indians and North Carolina A&T. Alcorn State, 9-3, have won the SWAC for the third time in 5 years. Looking for its first Celebration Bowl championship since the event was created in 2015. Taking on North Carolina A&T, who's won the Celebration Bowl twice. So they kind of own this bowl. They're 9-2, and they won the MEAC for the fourth time in 5 years. So,
okay. There
you go.
All right, there
11,
you go.
11 o'clock tomorrow, 9-3 Alcorn and 9-2 North Carolina A&T.
Both schools have better bands than football teams.
And
next,
the halftime show, no report on how long it'll last, but it could last longer than the football game and probably would be worth it.
Probably.
See, I told you I wouldn't beat that one into the ground. It's probably the
I've got to get back with my buddy Dave Gattenbein, Dave Grant, over at Cake TV, long friend of mine for many, many years. And remember, I think it was North Carolina A&T that gave us, as a cheer, yeah, we fouled you, but we blocked your shot. That is something that was actually uttered at a basketball game. But I gotta get with my buddy Dave and find that out. I can't remember the exact time. We were somewhere when that was... when that was playing out. Yeah, we fouled you, but we blocked your shot. Oh, my God.
I like this.
That was the best ever.
Okay. This will be a little bit, not necessarily closer to home, but a little more familiar. This is a New Mexico Bowl, between North Texas and Utah State. North Texas, of course, has Seth Luttrell as their head coach, the head coach that pulled his name out of consideration for the Kansas State job. And a victory for the Mean Green would mean they would have their first 10-win season since 1947, not including 1977 when they won 9 and got a 10th by forfeit. And this is a game featuring two really good quarterbacks. Mason Fine from North Texas has 3,700 yards passing. He and Jordan Love, Utah State's quarterback, almost identical touchdown-to-interception ratio. Mason Fine, 27 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Jordan Love, 28 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And Utah State will be doing this, playing this bowl game with an interim head coach, of course, Frank Mayer.
Now, this one I agree with. This one's watchable for me. Jordan Love has thrown 28 touchdown passes this year, over 3,200 yards. Mason Fine has thrown 58 touchdowns in the last 2 years. So this game should actually be pretty fun. Pretty fun.
9-3 versus 10-2. That's North Texas and Utah State. That's New Mexico Bowl at 1 o'clock Central Time on ESPN. Okay, the aforementioned Auto Nation Cure Bowl between Tulane and Louisiana. Tulane made a bowl, making its first bowl since 2013. They'll go into the game with an interim offensive coordinator because Doug Ruse was fired at the end of the regular season.
Well, right.
How about that? You go into a bowl game and they fired their OC. They're 6-6, so they're not exactly setting the world on fire. But they'll play the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns at 7-6, but their record is a little bit misleading because they lost to Appalachian State twice. Appalachian State's 10-2, once during the regular season, once in the league title game. Two other losses for Louisiana were bye games, Mississippi State and Alabama. So they may be a little bit better than 7-6 might indicate. They will take on Tulane in the Auto Nation Cure Bowl in Camping World Stadium in Orlando.
Okay. Too bad that it's a game against two teams from Louisiana being played in Florida. If you can't find good reruns of ALF, go ahead and give this one a watch.
Reruns of ALF. Man,
that hurts. Come on. Really?
That hurts. Yeah, really.
Louisiana and Tulane. And
I'm going to watch it just for that, and I'm going to have a whole
segment on it
Monday morning. reviewing the Tulane Louisiana game. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll bring the crickets and we'll all call it good.
Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. This will have a little bit of intrigue because of the head coaches. Jeff Tedford for Fresno State and Herm Edwards, Arizona State. Those are your combatants.
I like this game.
Yeah, and the Las Vegas Bowl.
I actually do like this game.
The bad part about this is, and normally it'd have a selling point, this kind of isn't one because N'Keal Harry, one of the best wide receivers in the country, is not going to play because he wants to get ready for the draft. He is the second-best wide receiver, according to Mel Kiper Jr., and he plays for Arizona State, and he's not going to play.
This is going to be a bowl that in the next, 3 years, 2 years, will become immediately heightened because they'll play it in the new stadium where the Raiders are about ready to start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get past San Antonio, San Diego, or wherever they end up playing next year, they still have to go out to that god-awful Silver Bowl, which is where UNLV plays. It's about 30 minutes outside of town. You feel like you're going out to a nuclear testing zone.
Is that Sam Boyd Stadium? Is that what you're talking about?
Sam Boyd, that's
is
it.
That the
Sam Boyd Stadium.
So that's way away from the Strip and everything else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Thomas and Mack is right there just off the Strip. At the and then baseball. We played there way back when. Their baseball facility's right on campus, but football way outside.
Okay.
Way outside.
Well, that's too bad.
But in about 2 years, this will be a really good bowl, and the matchup is good this year. I agree.
And the job Jeff Tedford has done at Fresno State. They went 1-11 in 2016. And Tedford is 21-5 since then. Marcus McMarion, really good quarterback for Fresno State. Keep your eye on. And like I said, unfortunately, N'Keal Harry's not going to play for Herm Edwards' Sun Devils, but Eno Benjamin is a really good running back maybe to watch for the Sun Devils. All right, Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. This is between Georgia Southern and Eastern Michigan. This will be played in Montgomery, Alabama at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Georgia Southern at 9-3. They enter the bowl season with those 9 wins to equal their high as an FBS program after they went 2-10 in 2017. So kind of an attaboy and a congratulations and a reward for Georgia Southern. And Eastern Michigan, normally the dregs of the MAC, they're 7-5. They made a bowl in 2016, Bruce, and that was the first time since 1987. So they have been woeful for years.
So this
years
is a little reclamation bowl. I mean, if you're selling it that way, I guess it's fairly interesting.
Yeah, 2016, they made a bowl. They went actually to the Popeye's Bahama Bowl and lost to Old Dominion. Missed a bowl last year after finishing 5-7, but back they come at 7-5. So they get to play in the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl down in Montgomery, Alabama. And finally, at 8 o'clock in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, it's the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Normally this kicks off, I think I can remember 2 or 3, 4 years ago, like this was the very first one, but they get top billing as far as primetime goes on the first day of bowl season. It'll be Middle Tennessee State and Appalachian State. Middle Tennessee is 8-5. They have a quarterback named Brent Stockstill who has 105 career touchdown passes. He's tied for 20th in FBS history in touchdown passes with 105. So heady stuff for Brent Stockstill and his swan song. And the Mountaineers are unbeaten in bowl games over the past 3 seasons. But their head coach, Scott Satterfield, remember, is the guy that took the job at Louisville. So red-hot candidate after 3 consecutive bowl wins for App State at 10-2. Scott Satterfield will be moving on to Louisville starting next season. So there you go.
All right.
There's a reason why to take a peek at
there's
least,
a couple of there's a couple of dates of there. Yeah. I'm good with that. Okay. Utah State, North Texas, Fresno State, and Arizona State. I like those games.
There will be a couple that there'll be some intrigue. And you know what? I guarantee you one of them will finish 50-40. So if you're into pinball machine, you know, offense and tackling optional, like Lee said during Paramount Sports Picks, I bet you there'll be at least be one of those. And so then the next bowls will not occur until Tuesday. Next Tuesday, there will be one. And then Wednesday, there'll be one. And I think...
And then we hit it in earnest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think there's one every single day after that.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Then it's like, it's just 39 altogether.
Yep.
39. How many?
Hold on. You said 39 with a degree of angst in your voice that I thought I detected. So I'm going to read your mind and say 39 is way too many.
It's too many, but I don't care. Okay. It doesn't bother me because I don't think bowl games are a bad thing. Now, I reserve the right to be excited at a sliding level for the games that, you know, I mean, I with all due respect, don't care about Georgia Southern and Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't move me in any shape or fashion. So, I mean, I reserve
But you're
right
not necessarily a guy that says, now they got to go. We don't need this many.
Nah.
Okay,
I think it's great. I think if you can play another game and a community or a committee can sell it and it's good for the two teams involved and their fan bases, why not? I think it's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
And there's a reason why there's so many.
Sure. You know, well, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because Mobile likes
Absolutely.
It, and Orlando likes it, and you know, some of these other places that these bowls, Las Vegas must like it, Albuquerque must like it, you know. So,
and I think ultimately, Shane, the bowls will work as the format and the brackets for an 8-team playoff, which I think eventually. I would prefer sooner rather than later, but I think the contract's, what, still 3 or 4 years away? but before any
at least
changes.
They're talking about it. Have you noticed?
But at least they are.
Yeah.
At least they are. So you add what? You add another four bowls to the mix, right?
Yep.
What do we have now? We've got one, two, we've got three. So we'd add another six. So we'd add another what? Three bowls. No, two bowls. One, two. Yeah. So whatever. I mean, you'd have more bowls into the mix.
Yep.
Yep. Good Lord.
What would that be? Starting in 2020? Is that what I saw? Like it won't for sure happen until then?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And
that's right.
To hear the murmurs of higher-ups in college football at least entertaining this idea of it moving to eight leads me to believe that there's a good chance it's going to happen. It'll go to eight. Now, the next inevitable question will be, are people going to complain loudly enough about 2025 to where it's like, nah, we need to go to 16?
No, I don't think so. That would make seven bowls, by the way, altogether. So seven bowls would be involved, and I like that. I mean, you keep the bowl tradition in college football alive, and but now you've got seven games at the top of the rung that are part of the CFP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Well,
I think that's great.
If a UCF should happen to continue its reign of dominance in whatever particular league you're in, especially this year, and this year doesn't help them, but they'd be in if it were this year. I saw a mock-up of what it might look like. They'd be like number seven, maybe,
yeah.
UCF, and get an opportunity to play for a real national championship.
Which I think is intriguing.
At the very least, it's good for
college football. I think it's very good for college football. I've got no problem with that. What is more boring than just a good old boys tournament with eight teams from Power Five? Come on.
Right.
Mix it up a little bit. It's okay. One or two teams, whatever the case may be.
But on the other hand, if nobody from the Group of Five deserves it or you know,
then I'm fine
plays
with
up
it.
To that level, then sorry, sure. We're not just going to include you just because. Right?
Right.
There shouldn't be that kind of stipulation. Like,
oh, no. I agree.
Okay, good. Me too.
I totally agree. Yeah, you don't go looking for something to fit the bill and pluck someone out that's lost a couple of games, but damn it, we want to have a group of five in there. It's got to be someone that's deserving. It's got to be a Boise State in the years that they've been able to do it, or now a Central Florida. Yeah, absolutely. Make them deserving.
And
no one would argue with Central Florida in an 18 playoff right now.
No one. Not this year, huh?
Right.
So if it comes to pass, and we have some reason to believe that it will, so you've got from now until 2021, UCF or whoever else, App State or, you know, fill in the blank, to strategically do the best you can to schedule up well enough that if that's your, you know, window, and if that's your, you know, genie in a bottle season, then you've got an opportunity to take advantage. Don't be settling for, you know, FCS schools on your schedule, for example. Now, obviously, SEC doesn't have to worry about this kind of stuff because if they take care of the business, they're going to be comfortably inside the top eight. But, you know, hurricanes and cancellations aside, here's your opportunity, Group of Five school. If you think you're going to be, and it's almost impossible to predict that far down the road, but if you feel like you got a really good recruiting class right now, if you feel like you got some good freshmen on your team right now, and you want a real opportunity to take part in this 8-team playoff that may be coming down the pike, here's your chance to put one of the big boys on the schedule, at least the big names on the schedule. You know, like remember Houston a couple of years ago? Who did Houston play besides Oklahoma that one year? Was it Louisville? Houston and Louisville the same year?
Yeah, like, I think, yeah.
Like they pushed all their chips in the middle of the table that year when they made that run. And
they did.
I don't think they won them both.
No. You know what I'm glad for? I'm really glad that we're back to having games on New Year's Day.
No doubt.
And because you can talk about all the tradition you want in college football, and the bowl tradition is real, but I am really glad that we're back to having games from the start of the day on January 1st to the very end of the day. And good games. There are five games there on that day that you will tune from one to the other and just lock in on, which is fabulous for me. So I'm glad
and
about that.
For a long time, and it will continue, the Outback Bowl, first thing in the morning.
Yep.
In Tampa.
Let's go. Mississippi State and Iowa.
Yep.
2-8-4 football teams, but you know what? Gets me ready for LSU and Central Florida. Kentucky, Penn State, Washington, Ohio State, which is a great game in the Rose Bowl. And then in the Sugar Bowl that night, Texas and Georgia. Life is good. I'm down.
All hail bowl season. Yay, bowls.
Well, I mean, you know. State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. We wade into it next. Shane will have the reveal. We'll have the picks. And there we go. Proceeding at our own caution. Stay with us, your State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.